Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You may join us here on this live Saturday edition toll free. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here, you've got Ian
and Mark.
And in just over 1 week, we will be live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be an exciting week. In fact, you and I, Mark, actually just got back from sort of a business trip, I guess. Not really a vacation, but whenever you get out of the studio, it sort of feels like a vacation because we're
something different
here.
Has happened.
It's something different. And it was fun. We went to the Talkers Convention and schmoozed it up with the talk radio bigwigs. So it was a good time. It's good to be back here, though. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. And the insane news has naturally continued as we have been away, including yet another. And it's been a little while, at least, since one of these has come across my purview. One of these lemonade crackdowns, it's back in the news again. This story coming from Yahoo Parenting and Rachel Birchke. Story from her. She says, sisters who set up a lemonade stand to fund a Father's Day gift on Monday were shut down by the police due to the lack of a permit. Andrea Green, age 8, and her sister Zoe, 7, set up the lemonade stand, as a myriad of American children have been wont to do over the years. I'm pretty sure I had some kind of a lemonade operation at some point in my past.
I know I did I think it was Kool-Aid, but yeah.
Yep. They set the stand up in an attempt to raise the $105 they needed for tickets to the Texas Water Park Splash Kingdom.
Sounds like they're really buying dad a Father's Day gift there.
They were selling lemonade for 50 cents and kettle corn for $1 on their street in the town of Overton, Texas. But about an hour after opening, police showed up and told the girls they needed a permit to sell the lemonade.
Where was it?
Overton, Texas.
No. It was on their street?
On their street.
Okay.
That's correct.
Because this is important. There have been situations with lemonade stands where they've kind of set up on busier streets, like streets where commerce is done. Mm-hmm. And I can kind of see what it might be like if you have a business and you've, paid for a structure and you've paid for your licenses and you paid for all this stuff where you sell lemonade and then some cute kids come out and they're beginning to sell lemonade out in front of you. I can see why there might be some kind of conflict there, but when you're talking about doing it in your front yard, that's an entirely different situation.
Well, it says on their street. It may not have been in their front yard.
Okay. Well,
it could have been down the street somewhere.
It's on their street.
Yeah. Police agreed to waive the fee for the permit, which normally would cost $150.
That's a lot of lemonade to get to $150.
How is it the police can agree to waive the government's fees? Do you have to buy the permit for the lemonade stand from the police? I highly doubt that.
Yeah,
I would think they would have to. You imagine it's doubtful.
It's doubtful.
Yeah. Normally, when you go and get government permits, it comes from some sort of issuing bureaucracy who's not the police, some sort of an enforcement, some permitting bureaucrats, not the police. And I don't think the police are authorized to do that, but maybe they've talked to the permitting people and have managed to cut some sort of a deal, which really shows that this is a lesson for these girls about obedience, isn't it? Oh, it's not about the money, sweetheart. Look, you girls are so cute with your lemonade stand here. Now, look, we got to tell you, you can't be doing this or else we might have to put you in those metal bracelets over there and take you to a cage. So how about this? We'll meet you in the middle. You don't have to pay the $150, but you do need to go ahead and fill out our paperwork over there. Just have Mom and Dad fill out the paperwork for you, because that's what a good little citizen does. And you wouldn't want to be a bad little citizen now, would you, Andrea and Zoe? No, you wouldn't. I mean, this is the first lesson in serious obedience to the state, because there's a punishment that will come to these girls and probably their parents as well if the girls were to continue to operate the stand after being threatened by the men with badges that they have been likely told at their government school are their friends.
I'm not entirely clear here. So they have to fill out some paperwork in order.
Well, normally you have to fill out paperwork to get a permit. I'm presuming that some sort of
paper.
So
they're giving them the permit for free?
Well, they're claiming they will give it to them. The police are claiming they will give it to them for free.
Okay.
But you generally have to fill out some kind of piece of paper to get a permit, do you not?
Yeah.
What permit has anyone ever received that they, well, you know, didn't have to fill something out?
The very name has suggests what's going on, that you don't have the right to sell lemonade from your front yard.
You're asking for permission.
Because you, well, you're not asking for permission. Yeah, I guess you're asking
for permission.
Yeah, you're, you know, they have the ability to give you permission to sell from your front yard. And I think that that in and of itself is the problem.
Police, again, agreed to waive the fee, which would normally cost $150. Overton Police Chief Clyde Carter told Yahoo Parenting, quote, "The officer told them they had to go to City Hall to get a permit. And then the city told them that they had to check with the health department, which they didn't do." So once again, it's bureaucrats passing the buck to one another. According to a Texas law, the sale of food that requires temperature control to prevent spoiling is illegal without a permit. Carter, now this is the police chief again, says it's because of the bacteria that can grow in the lemonade. The popcorn they were selling was perfectly legal. So, of course, the bacteria in the lemonade, oh, well, the piece of paper from the government is going to prevent bacteria from growing, right? When the girls go down to City Hall, and then they get moved over to the health department, and they finally fill out the piece of paper and are given, well, they're not going to pay the $150 in this case if they were to go through with this. They will receive their piece of paper back from the government so they can then show the piece of paper to the police when the police come along. Are the police going to come with a bacteria testing kit for the lemonade when they come back to check on these girls?
No, I mean, it's ludicrous. Obviously, ludicrous.
Yes, I mean, so of course they're not going to be doing that. The police are going to, you know, they're not experts on this matter. They're just experts on obedience. They're experts at extracting wealth and obedience from people like you and I, including little girls running lemonade stands. So, according to the story here, Sandy Evans is the girl's mom. She told KLTV that sending the family to the health department was too much. She says, "I think that's ridiculous. I think they're 7 and 8, and they're just trying to make some money for their own cause." Now, why shouldn't you, as the customer, be free to make the choice? You know that when you're dealing with a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old making lemonade on the streets, there's a chance that they didn't wash their hands. They're not wearing gloves. There's a chance that there's some level of, let's say they're not likely to be ServSafe certified. They probably haven't gone through some sort of private program to make sure that everything is by the book. And so, you know, you can take that risk. You should be free to choose to take that risk. And everybody does, because nobody's really concerned about this, are they? Are you actually concerned about bacteria growing in the lemonade from some little girls on the side of the road? 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can bring up anything that you want. We'll continue with this story here in moments. We do have Zach on the line in Chicago. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Zach? Zach going once? Zach.
Hey, can you hear me?
You are on the radio. Go ahead, sir.
All right. So I was calling to bring up something that was talked about on the show yesterday. I don't know if you heard it or you knew what they were talking about at all.
I did hear most of the show yesterday, yeah. That was the one that Mark and I were off because we were coming back from New York.
Yeah. So I was calling and talking about the first thing they talked about, which was the the lady who was claiming to be African-American but wasn't actually African-American, and they were kind of speculating, you know, like, oh, was it to get, you know, a job or anything like that? And I think that they kind of glossed over something that is a much bigger problem and kind of like the root of why it was an issue in the first place. And it's that there is such institutional racism in our country to where, like, the fact that you are African-American may grant you a job. Like, the fact that someone would think that someone would claim to be African-American to gain employment is just insane. And the fact that that's just, like, that's normal, you know? You have how certain minority groups are able to, or I mean, not even really minorities, but like minority groups are able to gain access to schools or employment over someone who is equally qualified is ridiculous. And
yeah, it's called affirmative action, and I have to agree. I think human beings should be looked at as individuals, and thank you, Zach, for the call tonight, based on, you know, their actions and their choices. And in this case, I think the choices of these police and these bureaucrats demanding these young girls get permits and jump through government hoops is absolutely outrageous. But maybe you think you should be protected from this illegal lemonade. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
back with more Free Talk Live. You, of course, are invited to join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program. And Spend Bitcoins is for sale. Maybe you've been there. SpendBitcoins.com/sale is where you can go to actually place your bid in this public auction. Over 10,000 Bitcoin accepting merchants are listed on the site. It's one of the oldest and largest Bitcoin merchant directories, and it can be yours if you get the winning bid. So go to spendbitcoins.com/sale. By the way, when you search on Google for where can I spend Bitcoins, spendbitcoins.com is the number one search result. So whether you want to sell Bitcoins on the site, sell ads, sell premium listings, the world is your oyster with Spend Bitcoins. So go to spendbitcoins.com/sale and you can place your bid there. And I know that a few days ago when we were last on, Mark, was Wednesday night, there were a few days left in this auction. So I imagine it's going to be wrapping up here. I don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow night, but I bet it's coming very, very soon. I don't have the actual bidding page pulled up. Oh, sorry about that. Your mic's muted.
All I can tell you is it says one day left.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Basically over here. They've the auction's got it at 4,100 right now.
That's it? Yeah. So it hasn't gone up at all in like 3 days. I wonder if it's going to start shooting up at the end or if somebody's going to get a deal on this.
You never know. I mean, this is basically a business out of the box.
Right.
And it's a business that is going to...
relevant out of the box.
Right. You have to believe that Bitcoins are going to be relevant and important in the future. And I can tell you that many banking organizations believe that, and many government regulatory agencies believe that, and some of the smartest people I've ever met believe it. So I tend to believe that's the case. That's why I think it's a big deal to be able to get this this URL.
SpendBitcoins.com/sale. We were talking about this lemonade stand. Yet another one has been cracked down upon by police. This time it's Texas, in a town called Overton, Texas. We'll continue with the story here. The first, Mac, is in Washington State, in Tacoma. Hello, Mac. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. Last night, a caller called in and said something about pet licensing, dog licensing and stuff like that. And it sort of tangentially is related to what I'm going to talk about. My aunt, I'm from Florida. My whole family's from Florida. They've been there for generations.
Mm-hmm.
She moved from one part of Florida to another part of Florida and discovered that she had to register and license her pets with the county.
Or else they will kidnap your cats, or they'll petnap your pets.
Right, exactly. Pets. And being a good citizen, she went down there and registered her two dogs, one of which was quite old. Well, in the following year, the old dog died.
Yep.
They buried it in the backyard, as a lot of people do. I've done that all my life with my dead animals.
Well, in Florida, you can dig a hole. Up here in the Northeast, the you stick a shovel in the ground and you hit a rock. But
in Florida, you can't dig too deep. You'll hit water in a lot of parts of it.
I can tell you I've dug pretty big holes for my mom's Dobermans when we buried them.
Wow.
So, I mean, you don't want some animal coming along and digging them up. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, And these are special friends, family.
I've dug 12 inches down and gotten water in Florida.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well anyway, go ahead, Mac.
So she...
Dog died.
Dog died. She goes down the next year to pay the other license fee, and I think it was something, what they would probably describe as a nominal fee, like $10 or $15 or something like that.
Yep.
So she pays for the dog that's currently alive and goes back home thinking everything's good. Well, a few days later, she gets a letter in the mail saying, hey, look, you're trying to scam us here. You have two pets and you only paid for one. You need to send in that money. And so she wrote a letter back saying, look, the other dog died. This was in the days of letters, not email. She said that dog died, and they sent another letter back with an even more haughty tone saying, look, we know that this dog's alive and that you're trying to scam us, and if you don't pay by X date, we're going to double the fine or whatever it was, and so she just called them up and said, well, listen, this dog's dead. I don't know what you people want of me.
And we hear that all the time, lady.
Right. Yeah. Well, they said, well, you need to get a letter from your veterinarian.
You've got to be kidding me.
Saying
wow.
That the dog is dead. And she goes, well, the dog died at home, and we buried it in the backyard. And, I mean, this has been years and years. I can't remember
all
the details.
I'm afraid you're going to have to pay for it for the rest of your life then.
Right,
you don't have a piece of paper from the vet? Sorry.
Right. Well, finally, the conversation ended with her saying, look, come on down to my house and dig the dog up. And then you'll know that the dog is dead. And phone, you know, somebody slammed the phone down first. I'm not sure if it was she or them, but she never heard from him again. So that's good for her. Dog lives and things story.
Well, you know, they do. They're going to have to prove their case, right? And so they're hoping they can just muscle their way into getting people to pay up. And ultimately, it works because nobody wants to have their dog napped. By the state and then taken to
or some... dug up for that matter.
Yeah.
I mean, who would want that?
Well, yeah. And so in order to prove that the dog's still alive, they're going to have to prove the dog's still alive, which is right. going to be relatively difficult for them to do. They can't go into court and say, judge, look, you know, they had this dog last year and now they haven't paid. So obviously it's still alive and they're hiding it. You know, that's not evidence. That's just speculation. They have no case. And so that's why they didn't press forward.
Yeah, so when I got a letter about my dog and its licensure, yeah, here in New Hampshire, I asked them first they're going to have to prove it's a dog because you don't have to license any other animal in the state of New Hampshire. And so, you know, you're going to need to get a DNA test on this animal because I'll go ahead and claim it's an animal, but if you want to give me if you want me to force me into a dog license, you're going to have to prove to me that this is a dog.
What's the legal definition of dog anyway?
I don't know, but yeah. That's their problem. It's not mine. Secondarily,
well, it will be your problem if they charge you criminally.
Yeah. You need to prove that animal lives at a particular location. You know, like,
that's true.
It has to be within their jurisdiction.
They have to prove it's your dog. What does that mean? You had a cat at one time that was just kind of coming around the house, and you were feeding it, right? The cat would come inside the house sometimes to acquire some food. Is that your cat? Is it your cat simply because you fed the cat?
Right, and you know, I mean, you're going to have to prove ownership. That's an extra, you know, there's all kinds of things. These dog licenses are very tenuous.
I would say so, but most people won't challenge them, so they're never really, there's probably very few court cases out there of people who have actually stood their ground on this matter. Like,
yep, you're going to have to first show me it's a dog.
Most people are willing to pay the $4. That's why it's such a low fee, right? Because it's such a low fee that most people are willing to pay it.
Do I have to license the grasshoppers in my yard?
I mean, I've got them any idea.
I have 11 pigs. Do I have to license them too?
Probably in some places, Mark. I would imagine you do. Mac, anything else you want to share tonight? Good story. Thank you.
Just that I'm from a pretty rural part of Florida. In fact, no, strike that, a very rural part of Florida. And when we were kids, there was about 4 or 5 dogs that used to hang out with us. And as far as we knew, they didn't belong to anybody. Mm-hmm. We'd beat them once in a while. I don't know where they slept. I guess they slept in my yard once in a while. But, you know, out there in the country, that's just how it is. There's these dogs. They'd hang out with us all day. We'd play guns, and we'd play trucks, and we'd play whatever. And there's these dogs kind of palling around with us. And then at night, they'd go to wherever it was.
Wherever they go. Yeah. Mac, thanks for your story tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Have you ever stood up to a dog licensing fee? You know, because I love the idea of what you're saying here, Mark, is that, go ahead. Prove that I have this dog.
I never got a letter back from him. I told him, you know, first you're going to have to prove it's a dog. Second, you're going to have to prove it's, you know, mine. And third, you're going to have to prove it lives at this house.
Really, if they didn't have the veterinarians working for them and reporting everybody who gets a rabies shot to the state, that's how it's done here in New Hampshire, they wouldn't know half the dogs that are out there, I bet. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccine and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UnveilingThem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may join us here on this live Saturday edition. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A couple topics on the table, but of course you can bring up anything that you want. Dog licensing. Have you ever challenged the claim that you need to get a dog license? Can the government prove that you actually own that dog, that it is actually a dog, right? These are some of the points you made in the last segment, Mark. How many people have actually gone through with this? How many people have actually gone to court to defend their right to own whatever animal they want to, or in this case, force them to prove that you own the animal they're alleging that you do, but, you know, to sort of stand up for your rights on this matter? I don't know anybody who's ever done it. And now you threatened to do it, right? Like, you were willing to do it, but they backed down?
They just didn't. They sent me a letter, and I sent them a response asking, you know, how do you know that this dog is mine? Because I have taken animals to the vet before that are not my animals. I also said, you know, how do you know it's a dog? How do you know it lives at this address?
Because they said, whoa, this guy is too much trouble. He's more trouble than he's worth. Throw that in a circular file.
Right. I could own a dog that doesn't live in my town, right? I mean, isn't that possible?
I suppose.
Would I be required to have a license for an animal that has never resided inside the
camp? Of course not. I wouldn't think so.
So that's ludicrous. And also, of course, you know, in a court of law, you have to prove every point of law.
Right.
A dog license is only applicable to dogs. It's not applicable to other points of other.
They would have to take you to likely criminal court in that case.
Yeah, and so they're going to have to prove it's a dog. I don't know how they would do that, and it's not really my business. Maybe they get an expert opinion from a veterinarian, but I can assure you they'll spend far more than the $10 or whatever it is for a dog license in hassling me over it.
I don't think they would have the ability to kidnap the dog prior to the trial. I think they would have to get the court's order.
I don't know that they have the ability to kidnap the dog anyway.
Oh, yes, they do. Absolutely, they do. If you do not get a dog license, they can just confiscate that dog.
Seems to me they could just lien the property.
Let's go to Peter. No, they absolutely can confiscate it. Peter in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Hey, Peter.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happened to me. I had a dog that passed. I had two others. I'm sure they checked vet records or whatever. And I had actually always paid the fee. And I said the dog was dead. They didn't believe me. I said, well, you want me to get an affidavit from my vet who knew that the dog was dead? But anyway, so they said essentially it was that they were going to come take any dog they found on the property. So I said, you know what? You guys bring it on because you don't have an easement on my property because I'm a dog. And even if it's a crime, it's not a felony, so you don't have probable cause for any of your officers to actually come onto my property when they see a dog, even if it fits the description or whatever. So they sent me essentially what was like a fine notice for municipal court. So when I filed a temporary restraining order as well as counterclaims against them, I think I got their attention. So the city attorney gets on the line with me, and we have a little powwow with one of the local judges. And he didn't know that I was a partner at a law firm.
I was going to say, it sounded like you knew your stuff pretty good there. Go ahead.
Well, and when the judge started out with, my last name's not Smith, but when he started out with, Attorney Smith, what are we doing here today? The other guy who'd probably been out of law school about 10 seconds perked up real fast. And I actually did require, now I don't know what the, tort claims issues or whatever with the city versus, you know, a state having autonomy, but I did actually request and get $1. And so my dad taught me a long time ago. If it's an issue and you just say, hey, don't worry about it, you know, it's going to come up again and again and again. But if you take at least something, even if it's $1, you know, and I didn't mind paying the prior fees. I didn't challenge the validity sort of like you were talking about, but I actually don't get notices anymore, even though I still got a couple of dogs, and I'd pay them if I got them.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, you know, I have no problem with people choosing to pay the dog license fee and that kind of thing. For me, it's just like, I just don't know where they get off saying you must have a license to have this particular type of animal. So, you know, and I'm cantankerous. They can come after me.
Peter,
it'll be
fun. Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You.
Yep. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Sounds to me like Peter's the lawyer I'm going to call with the dog licensing problems.
Probably not, because he's in South Carolina and New Hampshire. Have you or someone you know been a victim of electronic pickpocketing? If not, you might be wondering what it is. Well, it's when a thief can pass near you with a scanner and then use that scanner to read the data on RFID chips that may be in your credit and debit cards. They can then use that information to charge your cards for their purchases and possibly even compromise your identity. And thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you. I've got an ID Stronghold wallet, and I believe
in your pocket right now.
Yep, and I believe your wife Laura also has
one
as well.
She doesn't actually let me carry credit cards.
Ever since she got this thing, you mean?
Well, I get to carry a credit card, but not one with an RFID chip in it.
ID Stronghold has been making these products that can block electronic pickpocketing since 2005, and some of their most loyal customers are military personnel. They place a high value on personal security, and now you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. All you need to do is just switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Visit idstronghold.com to see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. That's idstronghold.com, and tell them Ian Freeman sent you. So to continue the story here about the girls with the lemonade, and in case you're just tuning in, Andrea Green and her sister Zoe, they're aged 8 and 7, wanted to raise some money, about $105, to get some tickets to a Texas water park, Splash Kingdom,
to take their dad for Father's Day.
Yep, they were selling lemonade for 50 cents and kettle corn for $1, which means, you know, they'd have to sell quite a few cups of lemonade and a lot of kettle corn.
Yeah, they're planning ahead.
Make $105. Unfortunately, the police showed up about an hour after the girls opened up on their own street. The police chief told Yahoo Parenting that the officer who responded, and I don't know if that's they are responding to a complaint call or if they're just responding because they happen to drive by and see some illegal activity. Either way, it's disturbing that the police are doing this kind of stuff. And they're not just doing it in Texas. We hear stories about this from all over the place. It's just been a little while, so I'm glad it's been a while since we've actually heard one of these things. The police chief told Yahoo Parenting, the officer told them they had to go to City Hall and get a permit, where then the city told them, the city people told them they had to check with the health department, which they didn't do. And Sandy Evans, their mom, says that sending them to the health department was too much. She says they're just trying to make money for their own cause. That's ridiculous. Evans did not respond to Yahoo Parenting's request for comment. On Facebook, Evans wrote that she was feeling defeated. Quote, the police department was very nice to us and provided us with the correct paperwork to get a, quote, believe this or not, lemonade selling permit.
Oh, jeez. I can't believe it's $150 for this thing. I mean, so to get a lemonade selling permit, you need to go in at $150. That means you got to sell a lot of lemonade, you know.
Well, again, the officer is worried that the bacteria could grow in lemonade.
Yes, but their piece of paper doesn't stop that from happening. It's not like they're going to come out and actually
test it. It's a magic spell, Mark. They read the words on the piece of paper, and it creates a force field around the lemonade that prevents all bacteria from being grown.
There is a magic spell. Here. The magic spell is somehow that the state solves problems and that people, there are people listening right now that believe this. I am going to dispel it for you. This permit doesn't fix anything. This permit has nothing to do with making all of us safer.
Oh, yes, it does. It solves the problem of disobedient little girls going around and just thinking they can sell lemonade all willy-nilly.
It solves the problem of people having an American dream, believing that you were born free.
So let's see. She says, this is unreal. It's just bad. Lemonade. I almost feel slapped in the face as a return for the effort that my family puts into our community. Instead of pursuing the permit, the girls will set up a newsstand this Saturday, according to KLTV. It will be free lemonade, and donations are welcome. So actually, you know what, Mark? We need to look into a follow-up on this particular story. It being Saturday today, maybe there's another story in the news about these girls being threatened for accepting donations without a permit now.
Free lemonade is a good idea, and then people give donations, then you're not actually selling it. I think that that's a
It may be a good workaround. I mean, maybe they actually research this.
People will pay more. I've bought lemonade from little girls, and if they're or little boys or whatever.
I bet you're right.
And if there's change involved, I just leave it for them.
Right. So people will probably give them a dollar, and then they'll probably make it to their goal even faster now. But we'll find out. You can share your thoughts here. Maybe you think that lemonade stands should be cracked down upon. Maybe you're the kind of person who would call the cops on these girls. Call us.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We the people
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it turns out there is an update on the lemonade story. Again, the two girls, 7 and 8 years old, have been threatened by the police in Texas for illegal lemonade sales. And they did not ultimately get the permit. The city bureaucrats wanted them to go to the health department, and the mom just said, "That's it, I've gone far enough." She had gone down after the police chief told her that, you know, her daughters are going to get in trouble if they don't get the permit. The police chief claimed that he could waive the $150 fee, which just shows that the hell does he know? He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He sent them to the city building or wherever, and then the city people sent them to the health department. So the bureaucrat, the police chief, didn't even send them to the right department. So how does he know that he can even get the fee waived in the first place? So there is an update on that story. We'll get to that here in moments. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here live Saturday night. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We're also talking about dog licensing, and Michael is on the line in Huntsville. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I've had two dogs, and one of them was Sparky. Had him when we lived in Detroit. And then I had Scotty when we lived in Nashville, Tennessee. And I had never seen a dog license in my life. Never. We put tags on the collar that was the dog's name, the address, you know, phone number, call, something like that.
Right.
I ain't never seen no dog licenses or anything like that. But see, Willie Daddy would do it. We're both American Indian people. We consider this country to be ours no matter what the government says. We're not going to let any non-Indians tell us what we can or cannot do on our land. That's what.
Would you get a license if an Indian told you to get a?
No, I mean, he, if I'm on the reservation, you know, but I ain't, you know, I'm out here. And no,
so
no
you would if you were on the reservation. So it's not an anti-authority thing on your part.
They wouldn't be that stupid anyway.
Okay. That's probably true.
But that's why, I mean, you know, and of course, even out here, you know, the regular public cop, even if he's an Indian, he ain't going to be that kind of a moron.
Like, thanks, Michael, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. Robert in Clinton, South Carolina, listening via TuneIn. Robert, you're on with Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Mark. I don't know how old y'all are, but I'm going to give you two words why, or two for a description of why you got to regulate kids. It's called E. coli. We have an outbreak in Greenwood, South Carolina, resulting in the death of a child because adults did not supervise children in hand washing and otherwise. So what should have happened in this case with the little kids is that the parents should have monitored it. But yeah.
Are you serious? I mean, are you seriously saying that little girls should get a lemonade permit because you're afraid of E. coli? How about you just don't buy the damn lemonade?
How about the kids don't touch the food? Kids are nasty. And you're from a generation that doesn't like rules. You're from the Gen X, you know. Have you ever heard of Papa with
Mary? Millennial. He's
it
millennial,
depends.
And
it
I'm
depends,
Gen X.
Mark. You could argue I'm either one.
You need a baby boomer smack upside
the head. Well, look, only a baby boomer, only the entitled generation could be so presumptuous as to believe somehow some piece of paper is going to fix the problem of E. coli. They're not washing their hands with the paper, sir.
You didn't. Let me tell you something.
You can tell me whatever you feel like, man.
That boot case, that's what I want to know.
For anything in your entire life.
I've never paid for anything in my entire life. Everything I've got, I paid for. You've licked a boot for everything you've got.
You haven't paid your dues.
I have paid. I spent 8.5 years in prison and then worked my way up to here. You can kiss my butt after you get finished licking that cop's boot.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We boomers failed with y'all. We started getting dirty hippies, and we started failing, and we started teaching you all rules are bad. Well, I was raised by the greatest generation that ever was, and they grandma made me wash my hands.
You better believe my grandmother made me wash my hands, too.
This is
she didn't.
All right,
my grandmother was a Reagan Republican, and she never believed for a second that some government piece of paper somehow fixes problems.
This is the most ridiculous conversation I've heard in recent memory. This guy, Robert, is claiming to speak for all of the baby boomer generation and acting as though everybody's the same and as though the millennials and the Gen Xers are all the same. It's the most silly, absurd collectivizing I've ever heard. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, anyway, you cut me off, but basically...
No, I didn't. I put you on hold. You're still here, so you can blather about your ridiculous collectivizing. Go ahead.
Fine. The fact is, hear me now and believe me later. I lived through polio epidemic. I lived through measles epidemic. I drove and worked for a school district. Kids are living petri dishes.
All right. Thanks for the call.
They're dirty. There's no doubt about it.
There's going to be an epidemic caused by some girls with their lemonade stand. Oh. We need the police to step in. I can't believe we actually got that call. I didn't really think we'd ever get that call.
Okay. Hold on just a second. The fact is that some parents and the way they raise their kids do result in communicable diseases spreading.
Don't buy the damn lemonade if you're worried about it.
But this government piece of paper doesn't fix it. Can somebody understand this? This is really important, Ian, is that we understand that the government's just going to take your money, give you a piece of paper. I just got a burn permit to burn some stuff on my property last Friday, and I can assure you that that burn permit doesn't put fires out. I mean, the only purpose of it in that circumstance is that the fire department knows, hey, there's a fire going on here.
Well,
somebody reports it.
I mean, but the argument there, Mark, would be that at least with the permit, in theory, the firemen are coming out and inspecting your fire pit to make sure that there's no tree branches.
They're not
within.
Doing that in this circumstance.
That's what I mean. I think this is a little different. So it's, while your comparison, I think, jives in some ways, others is not really applicable here.
This is a way for the government to get $150 bucks out of people.
The police chief is not going to come and test for bacteria. Okay, that's just not going to happen. The health department is not going to come out there and test for bacteria in these little girls' lemonade cups. And if they did, that would be even more ridiculous. If you are so worried about children, and look, I'm not a fan of kids. I don't have any. But, you know, if you're so worried about, but I bought lemonade from a kid on the side of the road. There was one here in the neighborhood, actually. When I heard that some neighborhood kid was selling lemonade, I went over and bought the damn lemonade. You know, I didn't really care whether it was good or not. I didn't really care whether, you know, what the conditions were under which it was made. I guess I'm just not worried about that kind of stuff. And why should I live in the world where I'm always wondering whether those little kids have gotten their government health permit? I mean, that's sick.
You know, I wonder how old I have to be in order to stop listening to a-holes that say, you don't get to have an opinion because you're not old enough. I mean, at this point, I am 44 years old. Jesus Christ died for your sins at 33. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence at 33. I'm old enough to be elected president, for God's sake. Well, I believe I'm older than Kennedy was when he was elected. At some point, some old geezer, and this guy's not even old enough to be considered an old geezer. Like, he's a geezer well before his time.
Well, did you hear him intimate that you would understand someday? You know, someday you'll understand.
Right. Well, at that point, my 7-year-old will be grown up and no longer have to worry about cops bothering him with his lemonade
stand.
Well,
thankfully, we've never heard of that happening in New Hampshire.
No.
Okay, so I don't know if that would happen up here. But in Texas, it's happened. In fact, there's an update on the story. We'll get to that here. Eric is with us listening in Birmingham. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, first of all, I'm a baby boomer, too, and I want to apologize for that jerk.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I shouldn't have lashed out at him like I did, but good Lord.
No. You got to defend yourself. You just can't let people walk all over you like Rand Paul. He, you know, when he jumped on that lady, then he kissed Wolf Blitzer's butt. Oh, I'm sorry. And he said, no, you talk to a jerk, you don't take crap. And that, you're right. I bought the whole thing he used to buy. And it's crap. They were, you know, the World War II generation was wrong about Vietnam. They were wrong about Afghanistan. They're wrong about Iran. We need to stay the hell out of this. But here's my question. Let me calm down. Can't this sheriff or a judge step in and say, look, leave these people alone? I mean, can't they come out and give my advice to the parents? Sure.
I don't think so. I mean, I know that I guess in some places the sheriff is the highest law enforcement officer in
that's
a county.
The truth.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's true everywhere.
I believe that's the case everywhere.
I don't think so.
Here's the most important vote you ever cast is for your county sheriff. People need to realize it.
I think that's a rumor in some cases. I don't know if there's actually any. I don't know how true that claim is. I think that's sort of like a patriot myth, if you will.
Well, it's one I believed.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Well, it's certainly true that the sheriff could probably arrest the
police.
What
makes you believe otherwise?
I've just heard that it's
you've heard something contrary.
Well, right. We're all just going on what we've heard. You don't have any evidence that the sheriff is actually able to control the police chiefs or
sheriff
whatever.
John Mack claims it.
John Mack?
Is that it?
No.
I'd have to look. Sheriff Mack?
Richard, I think, is his name. Yeah, 855.
Look up Sheriff Mack.
It may be true in Wyoming or wherever the hell he's from.
If
Free Talk Live, we're coming up.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.